If you want, you can share, but if you want, we can also just bathe in this energy. And so let me know if you want to share anything or say anything. And of course, as you wish, and at our pace. I'm happy for us to end the call on that incredibly expansive note, if that is the case. Aha! Nice lesson. Yes?
That was powerful. I felt, I still feel like vibrating. I feel tingly still. It was very, it was a very smooth. The last two, okay, compared to the last two where we were going higher, I found those moments where, remember, I kind of disconnected and I wasn't sure, am I sleeping? Am I not sleeping? How come I don't remember when I was up there? But I was so connected this whole entire time and I felt myself expand so much.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like when I was trying to connect my divine mind, heart, and will was, it was, and then I started feeling this momentum of almost like my toroidal field sort of flowing like that.
It's like kicking in.
And it was very powerful. And I don't know if you've ever, I watch a lot of I'm a movie watcher. I love things, not TV per se, but there's this show. It's a cartoon called Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Of course.
Yes. So I felt like the Avatar, where I went into, state of, like, I was just like glowing. I felt myself just glowing and expanding, and I felt powerful and I felt clarity and I felt present. It was just everything all at once. It was really amazing. Thank you for that.
Oh my god. And it's not like I'm doing it, you know what I mean? Like, just like,
and that last,
thank you for being the vessel, you know.
You were saying, okay, let's just expand on this. In the last 10 minutes, I actually opened my eyes to see, will I be able to sustain this? Even though I may have the visual distraction, I'm actually in my balcony. So I'm hearing sometimes cars driving in, but I was able to just sort of like, it was just kind of background. I was just in my presence, and I was able to hold that. That was really great.
And honestly, that's the idea, right? We want to get to the place where it's not like, oh, I can only expand if there's no noise around me or no dog barking, or like, no.
Or my eyes closed. With my eyes closed, I could only connect when my eyes are closed.
No.
Yeah, no, it was really, so I almost feel like I grew that one step where that my present, I can sustain my presence in my wakeful activities throughout the day, and not just, in those quiet moments of meditation. Wow.
And that's the goal.
It's like that spark. It was like a light bulb. It's like, hey, it's like, I can be this always if I wanted to. Wow.
Yeah. And like, something I can tell you is like the leading edge of our ability to do that is to be able to do that while moving the body, which is like, it's kind of hard at first because we don't have all like these old traditions of like Tai Chi and Qigong and like all these things that are about feeling the energy moving in you, you know, like, but it's like even walking or even in the store, you know, because the impact you have on others around you when you're in that state, it's like, you'll never know how much impact it has, because your field is just kind of like inviting them to like, hey.
Wow. Yeah. That really resonated with me when you said that, you know, that we are a vessel. I felt that I am a vessel of unconditional love, and my presence is, I've always struggled with this whole idea of, you know, when I went through this sort of spiritual awakening and I had to let go of these, you know, I need to have a career, I need to have a job, I need, like, I'm now accepting, understanding, and embracing without guilt.
Yes.
That I just need to be. And that's a powerful thing.
And that's not only is that enough, but it's literally the most powerful thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, the other person on this call too is an incredible frequency holder. So
wow.
It's also part of your training.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Yay. Just thank you. Thank you. Do you want to share anything or do you want us to finish the call? Let me know.
I don't feel like I have a whole lot to share. I was going in and out, I think, of resistance and just trying to just let the mind go. Because, you know, I always have the habit of trying to repeat what you say. So I feel like I'm really doing it. And right now my mind just does not compute things very well. It does not take things in very well right now. So mostly working on just letting the mind go, and just trust that it was happening, even though I wasn't able to fully comprehend what you were saying with your words half the time.
And we both know it's really more about the energy than the words, right? But like, it's like our mind, of course, wants to like participate, you know, like be part of the process. Yeah, I think that's why I'm just mentioning this at the end of this idea of like, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, is understanding that. I think sometimes part of our fear of fully entering the heart, you know, once we understand that actions come from the heart, you know, it's kind of like there's like this moment where we're kind of like, yeah, but okay, so there's like my human life and the things I need to do in my human life, and then there's like this, you know, whatever higher purpose thing where maybe I need to, and then it's like the lower mind is kind of freaked out by it. It's like, well, what does that mean? What am I gonna have to do as actions? Like, am I gonna have to like do this or do that? Like, and so it gets kind of stuck in a little vortex of like, it's almost like apprehension of what are the actions that will come from fully going into this. And, you know, it's.
Yeah, there was one thing you said that it brought up fear. What was that? I forget. It was kind of like, oh, if I ask to be taught that, what does that look like?
I know.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a big part of the work, is always remembering that it's like, it's only our mind that is more hooked into fear that thinks that something bad can happen. Like that's the weird part. It's like really trying to embody and understand that everything is always serving. It's always serving the expansion of love and the return home and the, you know, no matter what it might look like when you're looking at it from another, like, that doesn't look like, you know. So it's like I regularly kind of like just let my mind know, hey, I love you. I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm not trying to make you change. I'm just bringing in more love so you can see things in a different light. And you don't have, it doesn't mean you have to do anything. It doesn't mean you have to change anything. And then that kind of like, all right, then maybe I'll, you know, let it in a little bit and see what I think about it. Like, it's just like, so, you know, considering everything that's going on in your life right now, I'm really happy you came on the call and you let me hold you.
Thank you.
Whether or not your mind thinks it did the process right or not.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So we end a little bit early tonight. It's okay. Much, much, much love. Next month, my objective is for us to work on the core star, which is literally the essence level of you. It's the core of your being. And from there emanates the hairline. From the hairline emanates the auric field. And from the auric field emanates the body. So we're like, we're going right back into the core. And yeah, we'll play a little bit with understanding the expansion and contraction, which are actually very natural and necessary. So that'll be, I'm really looking forward to exploring this next month.
Great.
Yeah. Until then, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Julie.
Yes. Sorry. Nope. Good timing. I was just about to hit the button.
No, I was just, I know. Sorry. Here in the back. What's good for you for, are you good for like Monday or Tuesday next week?
Okay, one second. Let me stop. Let me just.
Oh, sure. Sorry.